ね。
ما شرع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز
خبز قط ولا لحم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم never ever filled his belly with either bread. He didn't fill his belly with bread nor with meat ever. صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم. We find ourselves in the i'tikaf. We wake up in the morning and it's nice. Vienna is an egg and everything prepared for us. And we think, yeah, subhanAllah, I'm exerting myself for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really exerted himself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this by choice. Not because he needed to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered the riches of the world. The Quraysh came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the early days of his da'wah. They told him, you know, they tried everything to get him to stop. They offered him the best of wealth. They offered him the best of women. They offered him whatever he wanted in his earth. They offered him authority. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, I will not stop him, even if you were to put the sun in my one hand and the moon in my other hand. But this da'wah will continue. Why? Why? So that me and you, so that we can benefit today. That we can be sitting guided because of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he chose a different life to the one of luxury. Because he chose to give up all of those worldly things so that people of him could be guided, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of that, because of us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never filled his belly with bread, no meat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illa ala al-dafaf, except at the time of dafaf. What is time of dafaf? قال مالك سألت رجلا من أهل البادية مالك the narrator of this hadith, he says that I asked someone, you know, in desert dweller, because they were very good at their language, ما الضفر? What is this ضفر? He told him, قال أن يتناول مع الناس. It is when you eat with the people, you share your meal with people. So the only time Rasulullah would fill himself with meat or bread is when he was eating with other people. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when he would fill his belly, it would be a third for water, a third for food, and a third for air. Rasulullah wouldn't overeat like we do. Right, so this speaks of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simplicity. Simplicity. We don't just fill our bellies occasionally with meat. We go to spur one hand. Thursday night, bottom is rubbed, and then it was still like that, but chow down. Next night it's Nando's, next night it's somewhere else. Rasulullah didn't live in that luxury. He didn't live in that luxury. But at the same time, another point that we learn from this hadith is that in sharing meals with people, there is barakah. In eating together with people, there is barakah. And for that reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat. We continue in this book. There's actually two chapters on the living of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Continues the other. وبه قال حدثنا قتيبة بن سعيد قال حدثنا أبو الأحوص عن سماك بن حرب قال سمعت النعمان بن بشير يقول ألستم في طعام وشراب ما شئتم. نعمان بن بشير he would say or he said meaning to the people that were around him, the people that were with him, أَلَسْتُمْ فِي طَعَامٍ وَشَرَابٍ مَا شِئْتُمْ. Don't you find yourselves having whatever food and drink that you want? Meaning there's an abundance of food, there's an abundance of drink. Whatever you want, you have. He continues and he says, لَقَدْ رَقَيْتُ نَبِيَّكُمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Certainly, I saw your messenger, or your prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمَا يَجِبُ مِنَ الدَّقَلِ مَا يَمْلَأُ بَطْنَهُ. I found Rasulullah and I saw him at a time when he couldn't even find daqal. Daqal means like inferior days, inferior quality days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't even find inferior quality days to fill his stomach with. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we must remember our intention to learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. to come to love Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through doing that to increase our iman, to come closer to Him on the day of the Qiyamah, and to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, it's very easy. It is a hadith. Because we see this, the hardship that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through this hardship for us. He went through this hardship that we may benefit today. Though he possibly didn't know our name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't know who we are, when we're going to come, or whatever. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still sacrificed every luxury. He didn't leave any stone unturned that we may be guided today. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you not love a person when he does so much good? There are a number of reasons that you love, that people are attracted to other people, that people love them. Sometimes because they're beautiful. And you've heard of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes because they have kamal and khuluq. They have excellent character and you're just drawn to them. And you've heard a bit about it and we'll come to hear more about it of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes it's because of how they benefit you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam benefited us more than anyone in this entire universe, more than our mothers. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he went through hardships for us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even more than our mothers went through. And they went through 9 months of labor, which we can never experience. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through more than that for us. He gave up his family, he gave up his people, he gave up his food, he gave up luxury, he gave up his hometown, he gave up everything, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All for us. How can we not love him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can we not love him? قال حدثنا هارون بن إسحاق قال حدثنا عبده عن هشام بن عروة عن أبيه عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها the wife of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم she said إن كنا آل محمد we the family of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم نمكث شهرا ما نستوجب نارا we would go an entire month without lighting a fire in our homes. We would go an entire month without lighting a fire in our homes. Fire was used for more than keeping them warm. We have stoves today. They needed fire to make food. They needed fire to warm foods up. So what does it mean when they say that they would go an entire month without lighting a fire? It means that for an entire month they didn't have any decent meal. What do they say? In wa illa tamr wal ma. All that we had to eat for an entire month was dates and water. All that we had to eat for an entire month was dates and water. Subhanallah. This is the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a number of things for us to learn from this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived this life but he never complained. The wives of Rasulullah, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lived this life and they bore it with patience. When given a choice between this world and the year after, all of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they chose the year after. And so we learn to get different types of people. You get people that run after the dunya and the dunya runs away from them. How wretched are those people? You get people, they want the dunya and the dunya wants them. So they become very rich, but they deluded by their mouth. They have some pleasure here, but they deluded by their mouth. Then you get people who don't want the dunya at all, but the dunya runs after them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing in a way. An example of Umar radiallahu anhu. And then you get people who don't want the dunya and the dunya doesn't want them either. And the likes of this is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah firstly, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why they bore all of these hardships. They had no concern for the dunya, they didn't want the dunya either. Though sometimes we don't have the dunya, but we really still want the dunya. They didn't have dunya and they didn't want the dunya either. Neither did the dunya want it. understand. And then also, in this we learn the importance of having satisfied and contented wives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself to the degree that he could, but had his wife been constantly nagging him and asking for more dunya, more dunya, more dunya, wouldn't that have made his life more difficult? This is Aisha radiallahu anha speaking about how she lived in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not complaining. Not complaining, rather just teaching. Teaching that this was what your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to do. قال حدثنا سهل بن أسلم عن يزيد بن أبي منصور عن أنس عن أبي طلحة قال شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجوع. أبو طلحة رضي الله عنه, he says that one day we complained to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم our hunger. They were complaining because they didn't eat for a day. They were complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the hunger. Let's see the extent of the hunger before they complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَفَعْنَا عَنْ بُطُونِنَا عَنْ حَجَرٍ حَجَرٍ. And then we showed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our stomachs. We lifted our garments and we showed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our stomachs. Why? Because they were so hungry that to ease the pains of hunger they had to tie stones to their stomachs to suppress the hunger. فرفع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بطني. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم revealed his stomach. He showed him what he had beneath him. فرفع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بطني عن حجرين. What did رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم have? He had tied to his stomach two stones. Each of them had one stone tied to his stomach because of hunger. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had two stones. Why? Showing that they might have been hungry, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't going through any less than they were. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had more hunger, but still he persevered. He persevered without complaining, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that we can get to Jannah, so that we can have easy lives, so that we can be guided, that we can enter with sa'ada and happiness in the year after, that we can know what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we can have to love our lives. That we don't just live according to our desires and our hawa and just follow what everyone wants to be misled in this world, love lawlessly and love without direction. All of this was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Father Abu Isa, وبه قال حدثنا محمد بن اسماعيل قال حدثنا ادم بن ابي ياسر قال حدثنا شيبان ابو معاويه قال حدثنا عبد الملك بن عمير عن ابي سلمه بن عبد الرحمن عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال ابو هريره رضي الله عنه مريض خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ساعه. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out. He went out of his home at a time لا يقض فيها, which he would not usually go out to. ولا يلقاه فيها أحد. No, in a time that anybody would meet him. Rasulullah would go out of his house at certain times, in that time people meet him. But here he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out of his house, not in the time that he would usually go out, nor in the time that people would be meeting. فأتاه أبو بكر. So أبو بكر رضي الله عنه came to him صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسأل أبو بكر رضي الله عنه ما جاء بك يا أبا بكر؟ What has brought you out of أبو بكر؟ It's not a normal time to be coming out. What has brought you out of أبو بكر؟ رضي الله عنه. قال خرجت ألقى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنظر في وجهه. This guy is just so. What is he? What response is he giving to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We'll come to know the real reason, but what does he say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, I came out to meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just so that I could look at his face. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I just came out to look at him, to meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just to look at his face. That's all. وَتَسْلِيمَ عَلَيْكِ كِرِيْتِ فَلَمْ يَلْبَثْ أَنْ جَاءُ. They didn't remain here for a long time, except that Umar radiallahu anhu also came out. فَقَالَ. So he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, مَا جَاءَ بِكَ يَا Umar? What brought you out of Umar? Radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, it's his way to get to the point. He said, قَالَ أَلْجُوعُ يَا Rasulullah. Hunger has brought me out of Messenger. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم did say to him وأنا. That's what also brought me out. وجدت وأنا قال وجدت بعضني. I also find some of that with myself. Meaning I'm also hungry and that's why I come out. فانطلقوا إلى منزل أبي لأبي لأبي. Before we move on, I just pause there. What did Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه say? The real reason becomes apparent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up because he was also hungry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was up because he was hungry. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came up also because he was hungry. But what did he say? He couldn't tell Rasulullah that I came up because I'm hungry. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean? Instead, the commentators mentioned that perhaps he was hungry when he came up, but when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became overcome with a different feeling. Hunger didn't matter to him anymore. He just wanted to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, you know, when the lover is with his beloved, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. So he came out and despite the fact that he might have been hungry at that point in time, it didn't matter to him anymore because he was with his beloved. All that he wanted now was to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived of leave, we are deprived of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes up, and the reason for all of them being there becomes apparent, they also do. فَانْطَلَقُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْزِلِ أَبِنْ هَيْثَ مِنْ التَّيْهَ. So the three of them went to the house of a person by the name of Abu Haytham ibn They had Al-Ansar, one of the Ansar, the people of Mecca. وَكَانَ رَجُلًا كَثِيرَ النَّقْلِ وَالشَّهْرِ. He's a person who had a lot of dates and he had lots of sheep. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ خَلًا. But he didn't have any servants. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوهُ. So when they got to his house, they didn't find him there. Because he didn't have any servants, so he had to do his own work. فَقَالُوا لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَيْنَ صَاحِبَهُ. So they said to his wife, where's your husband? فقال انطلق يستعذب لنا الماء. مهرثم went out to get some fresh sweet water for us. He's not here right now, he went to get some water for us. فلم يلبث وان جاء ابو الهيثم بقربه يزا ابوها. They didn't wait there for a long time except that ابو الهيثم then came to them. ابو الهيثم came to them carrying the water that he had gone to fish. فوضع ثم جاء يلتزم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. But when he realized that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and his most beloved companions were waiting for him, he placed the water down and he ran to them and he started hugging Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and greeting him. ويفديه بأبيه وأمه. And he started saying, "May my mother and my father be sacrificed for you." It was something that the Arabs would say when they would really give anything for a person. They would say, فداك أبي وأمي. May my mother and father be sacrificed for you. Meaning, I make you service completely. If there's anything you need, I will give it to you. Anything. Without exception. So he comes right to us and showing his love for us and hugging him, greeting him, and saying, what? فداك أبي وأمي. May my mother and father be sacrificed for you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم انطلق بهم إلى حديقته. Then he went with him to a garden of his. فبسط له بساطه. He spread out the sheet for them, something that they could sit on. ثم انطلق إلى نخلة فجاء بقنو. Then he went to a date palm, a date tree, and he got some a cluster of dates for them, an entire cluster of dates. فوضعه, he put it down on the ground. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أفلا تلقيت لنا من رطبي؟ did you not decide only to bring the right ones, the fresh, juicy right ones? فقال يا رسول الله إني أردت أن تختاروا. No, Rasul said, I brought the entire thing. I brought the whole cluster for you so that you could choose whatever you like, صلى الله عليه وسلم. أو تخيروا من رطبه وبصره. Or that you may choose whatever you prefer from its ripe dates and the ones that are less ripe. You can choose whatever you want. فأكلوا وشربوا من ذلك الماء. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions, they ate from that he brought for them and they drank of the water. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, هذا والذي نفسي بيده. This, by the one in which hand is my soul life, meaning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is من النعيم الذي تسألون عنه يوم القيامة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house with three of his companions, all of them because of dire hunger. They had to go to another person's house and wait there for that person to give them some food. They weren't begging, but he just decided to give them something because he wanted. And he was a good host. They didn't eat some dates, not even just the ripe dates, there's a cluster of dates, ripe dates and ripe dates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in response to this, that this, yeah, what's happening right here, this is of the na'im, this is of the pleasures, tus'aluna anhu yawm al-qiyamah, that you will be asked about the day of qiyamah. You know the verse of the Quran? وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On that day you will be asked about the pleasures, meaning all your worldly pleasures. And because we have so much stuff, so much affluence, so much stuff, just like stuff that you're not going to use ever, stuff that you don't need, you just have stuff. We have so much to be questioned about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so little, but when he was even given a little bit just to satisfy his hunger, he said to his companions that this is what we are going to be questioned about on the day of the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us from wishing now, maybe pass the day of the end without any wishing. What did he say? Dhillun bari wa rutabun tayyib wa ma'un bari. We have some cool shade here, we have some fresh dates and ripe dates, and we have some cool water. Subhanallah. Look at the satisfaction of Rasulullah. Look how contented he is with the little. He just says, he came out because of hunger. He never once complained here that, you know what, I'm extremely hungry. Ya Allah, give me some food. Create me that time. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got a little bit to eat, he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we are going to be questioned about. What is it? Some cool shade, some ripe dates, and cool water. What do we think of the water that we drink? No. What do we think of the water that we waste? How do we respect trees that give us shade? Subhanallah. Allah subhanallah grants understanding. Allah subhanallah give us a little bit of understanding what went through the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to attain that quality of contentment. Subhanallah. The hadith continues. But that's all that I need to do. I think the next part of the hadith is also very nice. It speaks a little bit about the Sahaba and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, فطرق أبو الهيثم ليصنع له الطعام. أبو الهيثم then, you know, he must be the best guest, so he decided he's going to go prepare some more food. فأتاهم بها فأكلوا. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تذبحن ذات درب. فذبح لهم عناقا أو جنة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, listen, don't slaughter any animal that's going to give you milk. Don't slaughter any camel that's going to give you milk. Why? Because one gets benefit from an animal that gives milk. There's a continuous benefit to get from it. Rasulullah tells him, listen, don't do that. Because Rasulullah is looking out for the needs of his family and his continuous benefit in future and eternity. So he doesn't want to burn him at all. Don't assume the animal is going to give you. Well, so what did he do? He slaughtered something that doesn't give you. Animal that was slightly younger than that. Camel that was younger than that. He brought the food to them and then ate from the food. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ هَلْ لَكَ طَالِبٌ Do you have any servant, anyone that can help you with your work? قَالَ لَا He said no. قَالَ فَإِذَا أَتَانَا سَبْنًا فَأَتِنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ told him, when some servants come to us, then you come to us as well, meaning so that we can give you some help. فَأُتِيَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ بِرَأْسَيْهِ لَيْسَ مَعَهُ مَثَلًا One day then two servants came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there wasn't a third with him. فَأَتَاهُ أَبُو الْهَيْثَمْ أَبُو الْهَيْثَمْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ then came. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, اِخْتَرْ مِنْهُمَا أَبُو الْهَيْثَمْ you choose from these two servants whichever one you want. So what did he say? فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ اِخْتَرْ لِي أَوْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ you rather choose from me. I don't want to choose as well. You will rather choose me. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم then said إن المستشار مؤتمن the one that is requested or شورى is made he has an amana he must look out for the needs of the one that seeks counsel from him so what does he do خذ هذا he doesn't take this one فإني رأيته يصلي because I saw this one performing salah Look at that. He's looking for a worker. He's looking for a worker. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chooses for him. Who does he choose? The one that makes salah. وَاسْتَوْسِ بِهِ مَعْرُوفًا So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu al-Haytham, you know, deal with him in a good way. Yeah, you have this servant that performs salah, deal with him in a good way. فَاتَّلَقَ أَبُ الْهَيْثَمْ إِلَى امْرَأَتِهِ So Abu Al-Haytham went to his wife. فَأَخْبَرَهَا بِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ And he told her what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said. فَقَالَ اِمْرَأَتُهُ What did his wife tell him? His wife told him, مَا أَنْتَ بِبَالِغٍ حَقَّ مَا قَالَ فِيهِ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم You know what? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told you must deal with him in a beautiful manner. But you won't be able to deal with him. You won't be able to give justice to what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded you. They didn't have any servants. They didn't have any helpers. He had lots of sheep. That means he had lots of work. They didn't have any helpers enough to do that work. He now gets a servant from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him advice. He goes to his wife. His wife tells him, you're not going to be able to fulfill that responsibility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you. إِلَّا بِأَنْ تَعْتِقَهُ You only be able to fulfill it if you set him free. قَالَ فَهُوَ عَتِيمٌ أَبُو الْهَيْثَمْ He says immediately, then he is set free. SubhanAllah. Look at how much they wanted to cling to the commandments of Rasulullah. Rasulullah gave him the servant. Why did he give him the servant? So that the servant could serve him. But Rasulullah told him, deal kindly with him. He came to his wife. Look at the foresight of his wife. Look at the wisdom of his wife. She helped him, she was an assistant to him. She told him, what? You're not going to be able to fulfill it unless you free him. Immediately, Abu Al-Haytham took the advice of his wife. And what? He freed the slave immediately. He didn't have any helpers. He just got one. Imagine somebody comes to you and gives you a car. You don't have any car. You know, you have lots of work, you have lots of stuff to do. You don't have a car. Someone comes and they give you a Mercedes. You got here and they tell you to park this in the world. Or do something to you. And then you just give the thing away. I don't know about you guys, but I don't think I'll do that. That was the countless qualities of these people. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبْعَثْ نَبِيًّا وَلَا خَلِيفَةً إِلَّا وَلَا مُطَّلِبًا ذَنْ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Indeed, Allah has not sent a Nabi except that with him there are two بطالتان two close friends, two companions. بطالت تأمره بالمعروف وتنهاه عن المنكر. One who commands him with goodness and one who prohibits him from bad. وبطالت لا تلوه خبال. And one who doesn't spare any effort in causing corruption to the person. ومن يوقى بما هذا السوء فقد بقي. Whoever is saved from that companion of evil, that person has been truly saved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us appreciation of the sacrifices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the qualities that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, the qualities of the companions, and may grant us the zeal and the fervor and the ma'rifah of reality so that we can obey him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, like they obeyed him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can finally attain his beloved and blessed company. And we may delight in them like Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu delighted in them.